Dear associates in the path, at the outset I offer my salutation to all the members of the fraternity. Our master has stated that he enjoys the company of Abhyasis and wanted to impress that he is everywhere. He exhorted that the congregation of Abhyasis is his temple, and we have to make our hearts his temple. Dedication to the cause of the Master and an iron will and determination to live in him is his call. Naturally, this means that we do not live for ourselves, and the value we grant to our life lies in such a dedication. Our Master, the Supreme Personality, is guiding us whenever we find ourselves in crossroads. He has asserted that spirituality is unaffected by the problems of the body and mind. His work is becoming more and more perceptible, and we clearly understand the goal towards which we are inching forward. Those who are introduced into the system properly and practice regularly do feel pranahuti, or the divine impulse. We are struggling to make the few minutes of ecstasy during the sessions of pranahuti percolate in all phases and aspects of our life. We seek to make it an integral part of our living. There is no art or science of living. Life is a gift of the divine, and by dedicating it totally to the divine cause demands many changes to be made in several aspects of living. We are going through many adjustments and reconfigurations at this time, and we assimilate the energy of pranahuti. The highly sensitive ones are feeling this in a very intense way. We have been residing in the void for quite some time now. How do you know if you are currently in void, and what are its attributes? It's an in-between place that we maintain as we are finishing up a lot of emotional, mental, spiritual and physical work we perform. Void has positive and negative aspects. Void positively is what we experience. Negatively, we know we are in the void if we are unable to start many new projects or even finish up some of the things we have on hand. There are many delays and holdups. It reminds me of a dream that I used to have, and many aspirants share similar dreams with me, where we are running in place but cannot seem to get to our destination. My personal experience makes me assert that void is not a negative space. It's a neutral energy. Unless we place a lot of expectations and demands on ourselves and life, it can be very frustrating and anxiety-producing. There seems to be a lot of limitations and emptiness. If we can kind of let go and go with the flow and let things unfurl in its own time and way, it would be really beneficial for our peace of mind and well-being. When we do get stressed, it is better to forgive ourselves and know we are doing the best we can. While passing through the stage of Vairagya, we find that many of our relationships, we feel a disconnect with others. Some connections where we previously might have had a close bond at one time or another feel really distant and remote. It does not necessarily mean that the relationship is over for good. However, it seems that it is really difficult to connect with people. I have found it hard to make plans that do not get cancelled. postponed or delayed, misunderstandings, not getting each other, and just a plain desire not to be around other people for long periods of time has abounded. One of the many reasons it is hard to be around with other people right now is because the veil is so thin, and as we are so empathetic, we pick up and absorb the energy of others to the point that it feels downright draining to be in public or around others for long periods of time. It has been so intense that trips to the shopping malls, store, or any public place causes me to feel really anxious that I rush out through my shopping and really plan out what I need to get so I can get in and out quickly. It is over a decade now that I have been to your shop and managed to get my requirements through all members of the family. There's a major incongruence between the vibrational level of many foods and products being sold at the store. We organically know what is of value to our body and soul. For the highly sensitive person, buying, using, or even being around things that are not purposeful or useful causes feelings of unease. Many sensitive persons are experiencing several allergic reactions. Let me preface that by saying that most of us are becoming already or are highly sensitive. We are chiseling through our armor and coming face to face with our vulnerable, delicate selves. As we release the density of our unconscious ways, gain near in awareness, forgive, love and let go, make healthier choices, etc., we are becoming lighter. Most of the new children are born without these barriers of limitation. They cannot even conceive of the ways we previously lived our lives. I understand from my doctor friends that the H1N1 virus is an example of the sensitivities we are now facing. Skin rashes, breakouts, asthma, colds, food and environmental allergies are at an all-time high now. We cannot ignore the need for good care and the use of quality products. We are being guided to be gentle with ourselves. Being in this void can feel lonely at times. It can invoke feelings of frustration, dissatisfaction, impatience, and just a plain boredom, sometimes with spurts of upheaval. We can utilize this period by trusting that this will not last forever. We should just be at peace with where we are at, remain present in the moment, appreciate and enjoy the quiet and slower pace. We are being rewired and realigned to adapt with ease into the new energy. Many opportunities are being aligned behind the scene. If we try to push it quicker than it is meant to be, it is like showing up a day too early for a party. We are all dressed up, all ready for a good time. Knock on the door and become undisappointed when no one is home to answer the call. The host is out buying the finishing touches for the party. They are still in preparation mode, while we think we missed the entire party, when in fact we just happened to show up too soon. People, places and things that are meant for us will be coming to our lives shortly. We have seen and felt the glimpses and glimmers of what is to come. The most crucial thing is to stay positive and not let the frustration get us down. We need to remind ourselves of what we are grateful and appreciative for. We have to take this time to catch up and focus on doing what we can accomplish. Practice the system of the Master and enjoy the peace and quiet while it lasts. We need not be hard on ourselves for not accomplishing all the things that we set out to do. with the support of the Master behind us, we will surely move on, albeit slowly. Moving in nothingness is like moving in space that has no friction. Nothingness is what it is, and we can mold ourselves but not change it. When in nothingness we may be spending a lot of time alone, we may crave time to ourselves, our circumstances are propelling us to be alone. It is not necessarily a reflection on our relationship with others. We need to learn to be in our own energies. We need to tune to our own vibration and know our own thoughts and feelings. It is not just about staying away from negative people or who is of a lower vibration. It is simply about being comfortable in our own skin and appreciating our own company. It is about allowing ourselves to be still and monitoring the amount of external stimulation we receive. It is also about avoiding enmeshed relationships and codependent behaviors that cause us to lose ourselves in another, our children, parents, spouse, friends, etc. included. In order to follow our intuition and guidance, we need to be tuned in. We cannot be tuned in if we are always on the go and busy. Pranahuti is the reinvented energy, is here and feels different. We cannot do things the way we did in the past because things do not work that way any longer. We are in a profound time of integration. We may wish for things to speed up and slow down at the same time, but we cannot rush the process. It is what it is. Give yourself a big pat on the back for rolling with the changes that have occurred all year long. The new energies are about being sovereign with ourselves. To thy own self be true. We should stay true to our path, opening ourselves to a higher level of authenticity in our life and in how our world functions. We have to expose and heal those areas that have been cut out of alignment. As we complete doing this, we can put into action the creation that will benefit us. We are blessed to have a master who is guiding us in all aspects of life, and all that is required of us is to love him and his cause. Pranam.